Good day, and welcome to the KUKA AG Q1 2013 financial results conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Andreas Spitzauer. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Andreas Spitzauer, Head of Investor Relations, and I want to welcome you to KUKA first quarter 2013 conference call. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay on our homepage, www.kuka.com/investorrelations. You can find today's presentation there as well. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to KUKA CEO, Dr. Till Reuter, and CFO, Mr. Peter Monin.
Thank you, Andreas. Ladies and gentlemen, I warmly welcome you to our presentation of the financial results of KUKA AG for the first quarter 2013. We are generally quite satisfied with the development of our business in the first 3 months of the current business year. Let's go on the first page. KUKA strengthens global position. In first quarter 2013, we achieved orders received of 483 million. While this represents a drop compared with the exceptional quarter of Q1 2012, the result for the past quarter nonetheless constitutes the third highest level of orders received we have ever achieved in a single quarter. So while it is less than last year, we are quite happy about this size. The development in the industry was particularly satisfying. Robotics was able to achieve a new record of 106 million. A frame contract totaling around 30 million with Siemens Healthcare made a major contribution here. Sales benefited from the high level of orders received in the previous quarter. Total sales of the group were almost up 90% to 436 million. This increase is particularly remarkable considering that both companies have been working with high capacity utilization for some time now. Driven also by the development in sales, we have further improved the EBIT. Following from 22 million in first quarter 2012, we achieved over 28 million in the first quarter 2013. The margin also improved according to 6.5% compared with 6.0% in the previous year. In robotics, despite a high share from automotive and higher expenditure for R&D, as explained in our last course, we achieved an EBIT margin of 10.2%. This good margin was based on effect of scale due to the high number of robots produced. In systems, the EBIT margin was 5% as in the two previous quarters. This reflects our successful implementation of improvements in process and process management. The earnings after tax have also benefited from this development and have improved disproportionately, and after 10.8 million in the first quarter 2012, we achieved now 14.5 million in the first quarter. The free cash flow in the past quarter was significantly positive, plus 16 million. This development was influenced primarily by the successful management of the working capital and clearly the higher margins and the higher earnings. Nearly 4 weeks ago, we announced the takeover of Utica Companies. This acquisition will help us to achieve an important goal of our corporate strategy. We want to be clearly technology leader, but we don't want not to be only technology leader in our markets, but we also want to be market leaders. I will come to back on this acquisition in more detail later. As these results show, we had a good start in 2013 and can thus confirm our guidance for 2013. Sales should total around 1.8 billion. Accordingly, the EBIT margin in 2013 should be around 6.5%. From the acquisition of Utica, we are expecting additional sales of approximately 40 to 50 million in 2013, which would help us to meet these targets safe. As far as the target EBIT margin on group level is concerned, Utica supports this completely. Let's go on the second page, third page. Customer demand on high level stable. Orders received in the first quarter totaled 483 million, down, as explained, 20% on the figures of the previous year. This result is fully in line with our expectations. The background is the same quarter as the previous year, was described as an exceptional quarter. In Q1 2012, we benefited from following effects. In robotics, we received double automotive orders, primarily by one big customer and by call-offs from linked frame contracts. This was particularly in the first quarter 2012. In systems 2012, we also were awarded some big contracts, and I think we also explained last year that Q1 was exceptional. Therefore, Q1 2013 is in line with our expectations for the year. One important figure, financial figure, is the book-to-bill ratio. As you know, the ratio of orders received to sales. In Q1 2013, we achieved a figure of 1.11, which also gives us confidence for the outlook, and we are confident for the outlook for the business year 2013. Sales benefit from the high levels orders received. Sales growth continued throughout the group. Driven by the strong dynamic development in the orders received in the previous quarters, sales were up 19% on the previous year from 367 to 436 million. Our order backlog also rose compared with the previous quarter, totaling 947 million as of March 31st. The capacity of the operative units is thus fully utilized until well into the current business year. Capacity utilization at both robotics and systems is currently high. Particularly in robotics, we are trying to gain greater flexibility by expanding our assembly capacity in China and Augsburg in order to be able to enjoy continued growth in the future. As described earlier, we have now in the past weeks finalized or completed our expansion in Augsburg. We are now able to assemble 20,000 to 22,000 robots annually at our location in Augsburg. In China, we are planning to inaugurate the new plant with a higher assembly capacity at the end of this year. China will be able to produce another 5,000 plus robots. On the EBIT margin side, the first quarter of 2013 was significantly higher than 2012. So profitability is continuing to rise. The EBIT margin improved again on the previous year from 6.0 to 6.5%. The driving force behind this are as follows. Clearly one is increased sales volume, so scale. Second is improved capacity utilization at robotics, and also, as mentioned, improved processes and better price quality at systems level. For us, for Peter and myself, it's important to maintain the efficiency we have achieved as a result of our cost reduction program 2009 and 10. In 2011, we launched an efficiency program at systems focusing on processes and sequences. The improved EBIT margin at systems confirms this, and it shows that we have done correct measures in the past, which are now reflected in the EBIT margin. In robotics, it's also process and sequences, but it's also some further impact. Due to the scalability of the business model, we are concentrating, among others, on following topics. So increasing sales in general industry, move from automotive, keeping number one position in automotive, but leveraging our exposure in GI. NGR will help us, and industry will help us to have benefits on the margin side. And also in robotics, increasing efficiency in sales structure and the product portfolio. We have to work on design to cost, improve our time to market, and bring new products to the market, as we have shown with the Quantec, as we have shown you with the Agilus, and we'll focus on other products on later pages. Coming to the key figures for the first quarter. EBITDA has risen to 36 million compared to 29 million. Investment in the first quarter was around 9 million after 30 million in Q1 2012. Important reason for the reduction is primarily the lower capitalization rate for R&D. That means R&D is going directly to the P&L. Around 60% of investment in the past quarter were in tangible assets, such as painting equipment and spot welding machines. For the assembly capacity, we have, as mentioned, we have increased assembly capacity. Therefore, we had to invest into this expansion, and the remaining 40% are in intangible assets. All in all, capital expenditure in the first quarter totaled around 2.1% of sales. The workforce rose by 6% from 6,804 people as of March 31st, 2012 to 7,240 people as of 31st March 2013. Growth was thus disproportionately low compared with the growth of our sales. Looking at both divisions, both robotics and systems contribute to the favorable development in Q1 2012. Robotics recorded a sales increase of 35% to 207 million in the first quarter. The division thus achieved a new record in the quarter, driven particularly by the automotive business, since this customer sector generated about 50% of the division's sales revenue in the past quarter. Once again, at 10.2%, the EBIT margin was over 10%, despite the higher share from the automotive sector and the increased expenditure for R&D. Without the increase in cost, the EBIT margin of robotics would have been significantly higher. Systems record a sales growth of 7% in the first quarter to 234 million. The EBIT margin has improved significantly year on year and is now on 5% compared to the 4.4%. Looking in more detail in the businesses, KUKA Systems strengthens the market position in the U.S. In April, KUKA Systems acquired four companies from the systems engineering business of the welding specialist and automotive supplier Utica. This makes KUKA Systems number one in North America system supplier to the automotive industry. The transaction supports our strategic goal of setting ourselves on a broader global footing outside the European continent. It also helps to maintain our market share in the auto industry. Clearly, our goal is always to be number one in automotive and to increase our share in the industry. Utica is active in the body shop business and manufactures production lines for vehicle bodies and sub-assemblies. Other products include laser welding systems, joining, riveting technologies. Furthermore, press automation and assembly technologies for closures, doors, and therefore it really fits into our systems organization. Important goal, this acquisition has enabled KUKA to expand further its customer base. One new customer is, for example, GM. And GM is going to invest heavily in the U.S. On an annual basis, we expect additional revenues of between 70 to 80 million from Utica. We will fully consolidate Utica from mid-April 2013. Coming from the U.S. back to Germany. The first quarter was very much focused also on the Hannover Fair. At this year's Hannover Fair, Hannover Messe, we present our product range and our innovations. These include the LBR IVA, Intelligent Industrial Work Assistance. So IVA stands for Intelligent Industrial Work Assistance, as you are aware of, the first sensitive and safe robot for use in industrial production. It has 7 axes compared to industrial robots with 6 axes, and is equipped with integrated joint torque sensors, position control, and compliance control. It can thus be used for processes that were not previously automated. This enables KUKA to tap new market areas, which we are doing already with our customers. Furthermore, which you can see on the page, KUKA presented the concept study KUKA Moiros at Hannover Fair on the lower left side of the page. This mobile robot system consists of the KUKA OmniMove mobile platform, an autonomous navigation software package, and the Quantec robot. All parts are coming from KUKA. KUKA Moiros is suitable for the machining of XXL workpieces, such as the wind turbine rotor blade. As a robotic solution with the highest practical relevance, we received the robotic award for this application or for this cell at the Hannover Messe. On the right side, you see our KR5 ARC. KR5 ARC is a robot that has been specially developed for markets in the emerging economies. The design of this robot is based on less specs, so less specifications, and therefore can be manufactured less expensively. This has no effect, however, on the customary KUKA quality, accuracy, safety and robustness. But the robot will be used primarily in general industry and will help us to meet our strategic goal of growth in Asia and general industry markets. Looking at the outlook, KUKA expects an increase in market share in 2013. Our visibility for the business year 2013 is quite good. We do have a high level of order backlog of around 950 million. Customer demand is stable at a high level since the start of the year. We are also expecting stronger development in orders received in the first half, so we see that we are in line, we are on full target for the full year. We are generally seeing a mixed development globally. We see Europe more mixed and see that Europe is flat, and we see a slight growth in US and Asia, with development in Asia being stronger. As far as profitability is concerned, we expect the following key developments in 2013. On robotics side, EBIT margin will be affected by rising R&D costs and higher costs in conjunction with the expansion of general industry. I've shown you various products, and we are also pushing on the sales and on the distribution side to get the product to the market. Given the R&D cost and the investment in general industry, our concrete expansion expectation for the margin in this division is therefore between 10% and 10.5%. In systems, we are expecting the EBIT margin for the full year to be between 5% and 5.5%. This margin between 5 and 5.5% is supported by improved process management, better procurement conditions from countries with lower cost structure, and improved price quality in our order backlog. Therefore, for 2013, we are expecting total sales of around 1.8 billion for the full group. And based on this development of sales, we want to grow the EBIT margin to around 6.5%, which we see as possible and reachable. Thank you very much so far for your attention. Peter Mohn and I now look forward for your questions.